Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of developing the fruit of joy, the spiritual force of joy in your life. We've talked about what joy is. It is a spiritual force that is to be developed in you. Who can have the fruit of joy? It's the righteous, those that are born again, those that are going to walk in His commands. He said, rejoice evermore, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. What brings joy and rejoicing? We've talked about many different things, about 30 different points in the Word of God over these broadcasts that point for how the joy of the Lord comes to you. It is through God's Word in you and you doing the Word that produces the spiritual force of joy in your life. Today we're going to talk about when we should be rejoicing the Lord and what the Bible says about that. In Psalms 40, verse 16, the Bible says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. You should be rejoicing every time you seek the Lord your God. Seek Him with all your heart. Seek Him with a rejoicing attitude. Never grudging, you're never because you think you ought to or out of obligation, but you do it with a rejoicing spirit. In Psalms 9, verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I'll sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. We rejoice and praise so that our enemies are turned back. It is important that you learn to rejoice and praise in the midst of the fight, and that will release the power of God. Joy protects your faith in order to see the victory come forth and your enemies be turned back. So we rejoice as we are in the battle and before we see the total victory. We also rejoice after we see the victory. In Psalms 27, verse 6, the Bible says, my head will be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And then he says, therefore, I'll offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We have sacrifices of joy because we have overcome our enemies. Praise God. In Psalms 100, verse 2, the Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. Another way that you rejoice in the Lord, when you should rejoice, is when you're serving the Lord. We serve Him with gladness. Never serve Him begrudgingly. Never do things out of obligation or because you think you ought to. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be sure you always have a right attitude. God's looking at the attitude of your heart and all the things you do. So be sure you serve Him with the gladness of the Lord. Praise God. In Psalms 118, verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. All right, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in what? In the tabernacle of the righteous. That's you. It's to be in you, in your house, in your mouth, in your own place where you dwell, in your own, not only spiritual tabernacle, but your physical tabernacle. So there needs to be rejoicing going forth. Don't let people be causing all kinds of strife and negativism in your house. There should be continual rejoicing and the things of the Lord and the salvation of God going on in your household. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, it says you'll go out with joy and be led forth with peace. That means whenever you go out with joy. I'm going out today, I'm going out with joy. I'm not going out sorrowful and down and depressed, moody. I'm going to go out with joy. I'm going to be led forth with peace. The joy of the Lord is going to be with me wherever I go. In Joel chapter 2, verse 21, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Rejoice against any kind of fear, expecting the Lord to do great things. Rejoice in the midst of whatever enemies are arrayed against you, and you need to expect the Lord to do great things. So joy is going to be coming forth in you as you expect the Lord to do great things. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says that although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God's my strength. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet. He'll make me to walk upon mine high places. That's exactly what God will do. In the midst of problems, in the midst of lack of fruitfulness at this moment, and everything seems like it's just totally out of whack, out of order in your life, keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. God's at work to turn things around. You joy in the God of your salvation. He's your Savior. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your prosperer. He's the one that comes on the scene. The Lord is your strength, and He'll lift you up. He'll cause you to walk on your high places. That means you're going to walk in victory and authority over the enemies. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." You should rejoice in the face of reviling or persecution or any kind of false accusation. If someone falsely accuses you, don't get all bent out of shape and upset. That's the work of the flesh. If people revile you or persecute you, don't let that bother you. Instead, you should realize that people are coming against you because of you acting upon the Word of God. Rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. Great is your reward in heaven. Keep your mind on what is coming forth out of heaven. Luke chapter 6, verse 22, the Bible says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Oh, whenever they persecute you, whenever men hate you or separate you, it means they exclude you, they reproach you. Rejoice. Rejoice in the day of persecution. Acts chapter 5, verse 41, it says, "They departed from the presence of the council, and they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name." When people do things to try to bring shame to you or bring shame to the name of Jesus, don't let it bother you. Don't let it upset you. Rejoice that you were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Rejoice in the midst of every situation. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 34, the Bible says, "Call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used." See, this is what people will do to you. "For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." I'll tell you, God wants us to get our eyes on what He wants. When you're in the great fight and you're being reproached, your affliction or persecution comes against you, or someone comes to confiscate and take away your goods or whatever the situation might be, don't be moved by it. Keep rejoicing. You know you got something better, enduring, enduring subject in heaven. Praise God. In James chapter 1, here's another thing that's important for you of when to rejoice. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." You should be rejoicing in the midst of temptation, knowing that your faith is being tried by the enemy. The joy, that force of joy, is going to protect your faith in the midst of the temptation. You see, what happens when the temptation comes against you? Usually your joy goes right out the window. The enemy attacks you and tries to get you upset and all bent out of shape, and you lose the joy of the Lord. Well, joy is what protects your faith. You need that joy of faith to operate your faith. And it's important that you don't give place to the enemy. The devil's trying your faith. Keep the rejoicing. The rejoicing comes because your eyes are on the Word. Your eyes are on the promise. You know your faith's working. You know God's bringing you through. In the midst of temptation, when your faith's tried, keep rejoicing. 1 Peter chapter 1, here's another scripture. It says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations." Here you got all these temptations. It even's bringing you feelings of heaviness. Just keep greatly rejoicing. You're going to come through that thing. That the trial of your faith, that's what it is, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. What's more precious? Your faith. Though it be tried with fire, might be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, your faith will bring forth victory. Your faith is going to be found in the praise, honor, and glory at the appearing or the revealing of Jesus Christ. This is when His power comes on the scene and He shows up and manifests His promise in your life. "Whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see Him not, you believe, but you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." God wants you to learn to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You got to learn to come out of self. You got to learn to come out of the way you feel. If you're leading a life full of based on what you feel and the circumstance and how so-and-so acts or doesn't act, you are just walking in the flesh and you're not developing the spiritual force of joy whatsoever. God says rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Keep that rejoicing spirit about you. And what's going to happen? Receiving the end of your faith, the goal of your faith, even the salvation, the deliverance, the being free in your soul from all that heaviness and pressure, the temptation. That's why you got to keep that rejoicing spirit. In fact, he says, greatly rejoice. You better get yourself rejoicing with everything within you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. He says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, insomuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings. We are a partaker of Christ's sufferings when these trials come at us. That when His glory shall be revealed, that's the manifest presence of God, as you keep speaking the word, He's going to come on the scene and deliver you out of the problem. It says there that when His glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad also with exceeding joy. So you need to be rejoicing in the midst of the trial, and you keep the rejoicing through it, and after you've been delivered out of it, you'll have gladness with exceeding joy. Praise God. If you're going through something right now, let the Lord work that thing out. Start speaking the word and get that rejoicing spirit flowing out of you. 2 Corinthians 7:4, he says, great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. This is something you've got to learn. In the midst of tribulation and pressure, affliction that comes at you, you better learn to be exceeding joyful or your faith won't work. You'll just draw back, get all down and discouraged. He's exceeding joyful in all of our tribulation. We got to learn to rejoice. God says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Make the decision. I will rejoice in the Lord at all times. And you're going to see your faith protected. You're going to see the victory come forth in your life. Develop that spiritual force of joy in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I